This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, an ominous tale of three designers and three bridges. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. The 46-mile rail trip from Edinburgh to Dundee took half a day in 1870. You had to ride the ferry over two wide fjords that slice into Scotland, the Firth of Tay and the Firth of Forth. Henry Petrosky tells how an English engineer, Thomas Bouche, sold backers on building bridges over those inlets. First, a two-mile bridge over the Firth of Tay. When its 85 spans opened in 1877, it was the longest bridge in the world, and Queen Victoria knighted Bouche. Then disaster. The Tay Bridge collapsed in 1879, killing 75 people. Bouche had ignored wind forces, and he'd failed to ride herd on construction. He died in humiliation 4 months later. By 1881, the Tay Bridge was rebuilt with heavy, unbeautiful trusses, and attention turned to the Firth of Forth. It was a mile wide with only one shallow spot for a central pier. It would require two half-mile spans. How to proceed? An engineer named Benjamin Baker rallied public support for a new kind of bridge, triangular structures reaching out from opposite sides to hold central spans in the middle. That cantilever construction was still radical in 1881, and Baker's Firth of Forth design was a striking array of massive tubular steel members. While Bouche and Baker struggled to link Edinburgh and Dundee, a young American builder, Theodore Cooper, watched and learned. When the first Tay Bridge fell, he was 40, a seasoned designer just opening a consulting office in New York. Cooper was known for hands-on care in his work. He knew not to be careless the way Bouche had been. In 1887, as Baker's Firth of Forth Bridge was going up, Canada set out to bridge the St. Lawrence River at Quebec, another wide inlet separating the U.S. from Canada. Like Baker, Cooper designed a cantilever bridge, but years of success had buoyed his belief in saving money on material. His Quebec bridge was light, buoyant, and the longest cantilever structure ever attempted. By 1907, its delicate girders reached, unsupported, 900 feet over the water toward Canada. But Cooper was now 68, America's leading bridge designer. He'd grown content to sit in New York directing work by telegram. When a wire warned that beams were buckling, he didn't react in time. The arm collapsed and 73 workers fell to their death. So history repeated itself, success following failure and failure following success in a cycle we forget at our peril. Today, all three inlets have their bridges, but the Firth of Forth Bridge, built in disaster's wake, was the only one that did not have to suffer collapse, for it was the one built in the right phase of that murderous cycle. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.